You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Business Book Club, the place where we break down the best business and leadership books into short, sharp insights you can use right away. Today's book comes highly recommended to every business leader, strategist, or decision maker. It's called Good Strategy, Bad Strategy by Richard Rumelt. And spoiler alert, not all strategies are created equal. In fact, most strategies aren't really strategies at all. They're buzzwords, they're fluff, they're wish lists. Rumelt cuts through the noise and shows us what real strategy looks like and why so many organizations get it painfully wrong. The central idea of this book is simple but powerful. Good strategy is about focus. Bad strategy is about pretending. Good strategy identifies a clear problem, applies thoughtful analysis, and delivers a plan of action that addresses the issue with precision. Bad strategy, on the other hand, is vague. It confuses goals with strategy. It hides behind jargon. And worst of all, it avoids confronting the real challenges that need solving. Rumelt's mission? To help leaders stop playing pretend and start making real, focused choices. According to Rumelt, good strategy has three core elements. One, a clear diagnosis. Good strategy begins by defining the problem. What's really standing in the way? This isn't surface-level thinking. It's about digging deep, asking the hard questions, and getting specific. Two, a guiding policy. This is your high-level approach, the logic that links the problem to the solution. It's not a list of tasks. It's the how behind your why. Three, coherent actions. These are the steps you take that align with your guiding policy. Everything connects. There's no scattergun effort, just tightly aligned execution that moves the needle. Unfortunately, bad strategy is everywhere. Here are a few red flags Rumelt calls out. One, fluff, fancy language with no substance. Two, failure to face the problem, strategies that ignore the elephant in the room. Three, mistaking goals for strategy. Be number one isn't a strategy, it's a hope. Four, lack of focus, trying to do everything at once without prioritization. Sound familiar? Rumelt's point is blunt. If you can't explain what challenge you're solving and how your actions address it, it's not strategy, it's theatre. So how can we bring this thinking into our own work? Start by asking three questions. One, what is the real challenge we face? Don't settle for surface symptoms. Get to the root. Two, what's our core approach to solving it? What logic or leverage are we applying? Three, are our actions aligned or are we just being busy? Strip out anything that doesn't directly support the strategy. And this applies at every level, from business models to marketing campaigns to team goals. One of Rumelt's best known examples is from Apple under Steve Jobs. When Jobs returned in 1997, Apple was struggling. They were making dozens of products and losing money. What did Jobs do? He diagnosed the problem, too many unfocused products. He introduced a guiding policy, focus on a small number of exceptional products, and he aligned coherent action, cutting 70% of products and pouring resources into the iMac. That's real strategy in action. Diagnose, guide, execute. Here's the bottom line. Good strategy is hard, but it's worth it. It requires clarity, courage, and critical thinking. It forces you to make tough choices and let go of distractions. But when it's done right, it changes everything. So ask yourself, are you operating from a clear, focused strategy or from a collection of vague ambitions? That's it for today's episode of the Business Book Club. If this got you thinking, give Good Strategy, Bad Strategy a read or a reread. And if you're up for it, drop a comment with a strategy you've seen succeed or fail. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.